News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, there was widespread condemnation across the political spectrum after anti-lockdown riots in Dublin were marred by violence. These three Gardaí were injured and 23 people were arrested at a protest which was attended by many far-right groups. And there are reports in the papers this morning that more protests are planned, one on St. Patrick's Day. And for more on this, we are joined by Aoife Gallagher, misinformation analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue. Can I first of all ask you, Aoife, we've been discussing this on the programme here this morning and we both have referred to the groups involved as the Lunatic Fringe. Do we take them as the Lunatic Fringe at our peril?
Yes, 100%, I would say. At this stage, I think there's a lot of people in this country that can empathise with the fact that people are falling into conspiracy theories. It's not just the Lunatic Fringe anymore. And that is actually probably, it's not really like a helpful way to describe these movements because they are extremely divisive at their core. So, you know, calling them lunatics is just going to polarise these people even further and send them kind of further into the extremes. So, I think that, you know, at this stage, you know, conspiracy theories are extremely powerful and they can really pull people in if they have the right narrative and the right timing. They are extremely powerful in situations where people feel angry and feel scared and feel insecure. And that is what is exactly what's happening for the past year.
And just for people listening, you know, I am a subscriber to conspiracy theories and lots of us aren't. But for those who are, what is the lure of the conspiracy theory, Aoife?
For the most part, they tend to give very simplified kind of answers to complicated situations. So for something like COVID, it requires an expertise, a level of expertise to truly understand, you know, the intricacies of the virus and things like that. And what conspiracy theories tend to do is they tend to kind of strip away a lot of the detail and a lot of the confusing elements of it. And they tend to focus instead on placing blame. And a lot, when you go into these groups online, for the most part, what's happening in there is wild speculation. People jump into conclusions, illogical reasoning based off small bits of information instead of taking in all the information that they need to figure out what's actually going on.
And would we see, or do you believe that we could see that these types of groups, these beliefs, these people who look at the QAnon sites or whatever it is, that could be transferred into electoral success? Because I suppose that's why they're sometimes referred to as the Lunatic Fringe, because some candidates who would subscribe to these types of things have run for election here and they have polled nowhere.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that is the danger here in a lot of ways. The far right political groups in Ireland have been fanning the flames of these conspiracy theories for the past year, essentially. And far right groups in general, they're, you know, what they want to do is they want to destroy people's faith in their institutions, in their government, in their media, in their judicial systems. And conspiracy theories do that very, very well. So, of course, the far right are going to kind of lean into these, and far right groups are going to become the voice that these people feel that they need, because, you know, as far as the people that believe in conspiracy theories, they see the government as one big entity because the government all believe in COVID. So they are going to fill in where
Aoife, your area of expertise is this misinformation. So how do we tackle it? You know, we were talking about it in the office this morning, and many people who work here know people who believe some of this stuff, and they're often surprised that the people who believe this stuff are not people they would have thought of as crackpots, but yet they believe in these theories. So what? How do we tackle it? Because a lot of us were kind of scratching our heads this morning going, we don't know how to tackle it.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no like one thing that we can do. And I think that, you know, Ireland's at a good point now where they're like, I still do believe that these are pretty small groups that are bubbling up at the moment. And we do have an opportunity to try and stop this before it takes hold in the way it did in the US, for example. The one thing that I would always push for is education. I think that education would solve a lot of this. I think that the way we consume information has completely changed since, you know, the age of the smartphone, right? And people need to realize that we need to be educated on online harms. We need to be educated on media literacy. I think that a lot of people, you know, a lot of kids maybe growing up that now don't really have the visual element of the media that, say, we did when we were growing up, when newspapers were around all the time. You know, media or the news just comes from their phone now, you know. Yeah. So education is a big part of it. Regulating the online platforms is also a big part of it. I mean, the platforms have, you know, they've proven over and over again that they cannot be, that they don't really care about yeah. stopping these kind of elements coming into their platforms, because at the end of the day, they boost their advertising revenue yeah. and, you know, they're clicks. Extremely attractive. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, clickbait, absolutely. Clickbait. Look, exactly. Thank you very much for speaking to us with that perspective this morning. That is Aoife Gallagher there, Misinformation Analyst at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue.